So that was something very interesting. That was the new cars. Yeah, the new cars. Todd Rundgren reformed. This is a while ago. I don't think they're still a thing, but I managed to finally get that. And I'm like, wow, because it's like Todd Rundgren took the place of Rick Ocasek when Rick Ocasek died in the cars. And they re-released a lot of stuff, probably so the band could make some money. Because, you know, the studio recordings are probably owned by somebody else. So they kind of redid a lot of stuff. But this, Not Tonight, is like a new song they just wrote. And it's, you know, sounds like an old Cars tune, for better or worse. What we have in the background is the mighty Scottish duo of the Boards of Canada. Those guys really know how to make some atmospheric, fantastic stuff. Before that, we heard, I played a track from Mama Zoo last week. And I believe her name was Kendall Bethia. She was with a band called Those Darlins. And she was working on this little side project. And then she died. And then they mixed it, re-released it years later. And just released it. And it's really good. That was Four Leaf Clover. Brand new from the Hillbilly Moon Explosion. That was Let's Go Back in Time. Set started off with the Idols doing Hall & Oates from the new album, Tank. And you're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, recapping the groovy spines of 2024. You know, sometimes when I do delve into the music world, it does get dark. It does get a little frightening. That's this next little section. I kind of grouped it in. Some of the more avant-garde things I found that I still thought were worth playing and I like. I don't expect you to like everything. I don't expect you to like anything. But, you know, just open your brains. You know, it's like you're like eating some strange new food. Oh, what did I eat? Oh, you just ate an octopus testicle. Oh, really? Gee, I never had an octopus testicle before, but boy, it was delicious. I'll have 9 more of those. No, 7 more. 8. This is, needless to say, I got to tell you. Do you know 17 million people will require a dog? They should require dogs. Then the next year, there's 2.7 million doggies still out there, man. Come on, man. Get them dogs and cats. However, the percentage of homes adopted have risen. They've risen from 27 to 29%. Now, I don't know how accurate these figures are because this PSA is from 2013. That's right. This PSA is so old. Man, it's just old. The last 2 years, it has been more and more. And you know, that's when COVID hit in, though. But they emptied the shelters out. That was very nice. That was very nice. But now they're filling up again. So adopt yourself an animal friends. Or your shelter, a shelter pet, any kind of dog, cat. Don't be one of those kind of people where you said, well, I had a dog once and he died and I never want another dog because there'll never be another dog as nice. I got to tell you, you think that for a while. Then you get another pet and you go, oh my God, this pet's better than the last guy. Not to speak ill of the dead. But that's just kind of a thing. Speaking of, another little thing about obituaries again. You know, it'd be a pretty funny obituary is to, you know, be able to go in and edit them. Like somebody is like, you know, post their obituary is all like straightforward, like, Then right in the middle of it, just put in like, are you getting some sick fascination out of this? Are you getting a real sick fascination out of this? You're gone to hell. I'm screaming from the abyss. Because you are enjoying reading my obituary, aren't you? You some bitch. All right, it's going to get weird. Brand new from The Residents. They're actually joined by someone from Devo, Joss Fries, on doing God Song, which is an old Residents tune. And it's a pretty profound thing, but man, it's a bit of a rough listen. Strap yourself in. Zombo in your brain. The God Song. Residents with Joss Fries.
Never really did like man in any way. Not after they started walking around on their high legs, talking on the telephone. Of course, poor guy's point of view wasn't easy now to understand. He invented man from dead things. That time there were no graveyards to rob, so he had been forced to use dead worms and seaweed that had laid out on the beach for quite a while.
just wanted to be just another normal deity. All that God wanted to be was just a normal deity. All that God wanted to be was just a normal deity. All that God wanted to be was just a normal deity. Just a normal deity. All that God wanted to be was just a normal deity. All that God wanted to be just a normal deity. Deity. All went well for quite a while. Man was a wonderful creature with a long and gray face. Was God's favorite, at least at first, because that's the part that gave him his identity. Oh, it was so wonderful for God. Man's questions turned to visions. Visions gave God all kinds of exciting things to do. Some days he would be a god of wrath, wreaking havoc upon undisciplined mankind. God of love and compassion, and of course these were all things that man had invented, so God really wasn't sure what was going on. All that I'd like to see was believing in him and then not believing in him. All man wanted then believing in him and then not believing in him. Believing in him, believing in him, believing in him, not believing him, believing in him, believing in him.
her face up to the facts. Tense and nervous, I can't relax. I can't sleep, my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer.
To cautious and take my breath from me. I felt like some old weary clown that fell into the sea. Tried to do it right, but every heart I ever broke is killing me tonight. Captain, I'm sorry, I ain't done nothing right. Ship is slowly sinking and there ain't no help in sight.
That's the way to end that dark set. And that actually is the end of the first half of 2024. That winds down the second 6 months of my music finds. That was Captain O' Captain by Bad Livers. And I scored the Bad Livers discography. That album is like from 1998, but what a great tune. And from a Talking Heads tribute, that came out. Bruce Lash with his version of Psycho Killer. And you ever wonder what, this should be one of my trivia questions, what the French part of the song, what David Byrne is singing in the French part, and because he sings French in the middle. And what he says there is, what I did that evening, what she said that evening, fulfilling my hope, headlong I go towards glory. Okay. So that's what he says in that French part. That's the bridge of Psycho Killer. Now you know. That's a hell of a trivia question. Double shot of Snake Finger from the re-release of Chewing Hides the Sound. And I've listened to Snake Finger's music, like, just, you know, growing up, just avant-garde musician working with the Residents, just amazing guitar player and raw songwriter. Anyhow, those were alternative versions from Chewing Hides the Sound, which is, first record. Was that the first record or second record? I don't know. They're both damn good. I think so. Anyhow, that's the Vultures of Bombay and Kill the Great Raven. And for me, when I first heard those songs, like, you know, teenager, it was really mind-opening. And then, same with the Residents. You know, just completely different than any other kind of music that's out there. And that is God's Song, redone live from their Secret Show, which was just last year. So 2024, live in San Francisco with the Secret Show Residents. So there you go. We got through. So basically, just like we got through the end of the 6 months. So I was almost like the winter solstice of the radio show. It got dark. You know, it didn't get short like the days, but it got dark, long like the nights. All right, we're going to get into the third quarter of my Music Finds of 2024. Oh, man, we're going to kick it right off and cheer things up. There was a great Rolling Stones tribute. And one of the, it's interesting, there's one record that I think this is off of Satanic Majesty's Request, which everybody doesn't really like that Rolling Stones record, but I love that Rolling Stones record because it's unlike all the other Rolling Stones records. And this is Citadel by the Anderson Council. Rolling Stones tribute thing.
Yeah.
All right, this is Las Mambos Jumbos with our Grand Chicón. Jump on your brain, and I gotta tell you a couple shows here happening, right? I'll tell you an underwriter thing. That'll be a nice change of pace. RCT is supported by Attic Records. They're in the mentally ill vale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. 8 days a week if you're a Beatles fan. They sell new, used records, CDs in a wide range of genres, including rock, pop, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop, and Zombo in your brain favorites. Maybe. Attic Records is independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. That's right, so back your truck up of records and get yourself $1.45. Attic Records is located at 513 Grand Avenue in Mentally Ill Vale. For more information about selling records, new releases, and it's available at the 412-821-8484. Attic Records Store, Inc.com. If you're interested in underwriting our VRCT, you can email us at PRWRCT for more information. Give us about 7 years to get back with you, and we'll be fine. Promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities await ye. Back into Los Mambos Jumbos!
Thank you.
All right, that was brand new. That was Golden Birds by Japanese Television. Before that, we heard the Spoozies doing Cone-Shaped UFO, Surf Tamaka from Mexico doing Buchado Pachara, and we started off with Gran Chicón by Los Mambos Jambos. I remain in your brain. I will see you next week, recapping the music of 2024. We will venture into the next 6 months of that. Here's new from La Luz, Strange World, RCT Pittsburgh.
Help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, Go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh.